You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The offseason is upon us, but that means that it's hot stove time, which can be very interesting for fans all across the country, especially the ones paying attention to the Texas Rangers. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about what's going on so far. I'm Allison Sutter. T.R., okay, so I logged on to the Rangers website, and the first thing I see is a little Chris Sale chatter. So let's talk about that a little bit because it's fun. It seems maybe there are some realistic chances that the Rangers could get him, but I don't know. Our last conversation, we also acknowledged the fact that the farm system might be a little depleted given the moves that they've made. So where do you see this possibly going, and what kind of chances would you give it?
It all depends, Allison, on how the White Sox want this done. If they want, last summer when this thing was going down, we kept hearing how the White Sox wanted four ready major leaguers. And I think the Rangers traded half of those guys away in their other trade. So they don't have that many this offseason. What the Rangers do have is a couple of guys ready for the big leagues, like obviously Jerks and Profar, Joey Gallo, guys like that. But they have some very impressive young talent way, way down in the system. And that could be very valuable. For instance, if you go back to the Rangers in 2007 when they traded Mark Teixeira, two guys they got, Elvis Andrus and Nathaly Feliz, they were both in the lower minor league systems of the Braves, and we all know how that ended up turning out for the Rangers. So if the White Sox are willing to take young players who are two or three years away, then I think the Rangers have a better chance than if the White Sox want guys that are ready to play in the major leagues right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, we all know that there's a certain window that teams have to win. Some organizations are elite and special, and they're able to just keep this thing going year after year. Others kind of have to retool. So I guess in a way, would it be a signal? I mean, if they were to pull off something and the White Sox did accept some of these lower level guys, it's almost like saying, you know, a couple of years down the road, things could be thin a little bit. I guess the fan base would have to buy into that.
Well, the Rangers don't believe in windows, and John Daniels made that very clear. He said if we do our jobs right, then we should be able to put a contender out every year. But Daniels is also very much of the mindset, kind of what you were talking about, is if you got a chance to win right now, then you pull out all the stops, which they did last summer when they went for Jonathan LaCroix and Carlos Beltran, and of course, Cole Hamels the year before. So if there is a chance for the Rangers to get Chris Sale and they can work something out with the White Sox, I would imagine that John Daniels would be willing to do it, although in his mind that will not be mortgaging the future.
So let's talk about Derek Holland a little bit. The decisions that had to be made about him and you know, where you sort of see that.
Well, the Rangers did not want to pay Derek Holland $11.5 million, so they made him a free agent. And I think Derek is finding out out there that there are teams that are interested in him. And this guy, I think, is 29, 30 years old. I'm not quite sure, but he's still in the prime of his career. Obviously, he's had 3 years of injuries that have really, you know, hurt him. But, you know, this guy has also been a very good talent. You know, he's been a 16-game winner. He's been a frontline pitcher on World Series teams. I think he's the kind of guy that teams are really going to take a hard look at this winter and say, and this is a guy we could take a gamble on, and he may pay off big time for us. You see teams do that every winter. You know, just off the top of my head, guys that have made comebacks are guys like Francisco Liriano and Edison Volquez, guys like that who ended up being, you know, having a little dip in their career and then coming back strong. I mean, you know, Derek Holland could be one of those guys, and I think clubs are really investigating that possibility.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of the top guys that people are going to look at. He's just still got so much upside. And finally, just Ian Desmond rejected the qualifying offer. He's a free agent now. This is very standard. Only a couple guys accept the qualifying offer. So this didn't come as any big surprise. So if he were to pitch for, or I'm sorry, if he were to sign with somebody else, then the Rangers get a comp pick, correct?
Correct. So, I think with Desmond, this guy – he's getting to the point where in his career where he needs his big contract. You know, players that get 28, 29, they've had 6, 7, 8 years in the big leagues. They're looking for that big, you know, career-setting, you know, security contract. And you know, he was hoping to get it last year, and it didn't materialize. He had an excellent season for the Rangers this year, and he's an outfielder that's always in demand. I think he's looking for the big contract. I know he, you know, he deserves it. You know, I know he loves Texas. I really enjoyed playing here, but I don't think 1 year is going to get him to the point where he's ready to give the Rangers a hometown discount. I think this is the time he needs to cash in.
Yeah, after the Rangers lost the division series, he really spoke so beautifully of the Rangers, but also just the patience that they had with him, the fact that he was changing positions. I mean, everything that was happening, and that he feels like he's so much more of a complete player now. And so it was nice to hear that he really did have some gratitude, and that it really, you know, even if they part ways, it seems like it would be, you know, a very amicable thing.
Well, it was a great signing, and like we talked with Derek Holland in pitchers, everybody's looking for that one guy who they can, you know, get a cheap, maybe a one-year deal and at a good price and have that kind of a season. And the Rangers really scored big with Ian Desmond last year, and they'd love to have him back. If they don't get him back, you know, they maybe turn to Carlos Gomez, or they, you know, they go out on the market looking at something else. But center field is definitely their top priority, even though, you know, Delino DeShields is still on the roster. He was their opening day center fielder. You know, last year looked like he had a bright future, had a dip in production, lost his job to Desmond because they had to fit Nomar Mazar in the lineup. But, you know, the line on the shield is still around, and he's still a candidate to play center field if they can't find a more, you know, experienced and more sure thing.
Well, the one thing that we know about the Rangers is they're not going to be quiet over the offseason. So winter meetings could be very interesting. So we'll save a lot of that for closer to when that gets here. So, TR, thank you so much. Good catching up with you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Allison. We'll see you later.
Okay, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.